You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The following insights about the two-pot retirement system are brought to you by Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits. Retirement savings now comes in twos. I really encourage you to go and catch up on that SME conversation. But for right now, let's wrap up the conversation that we had yesterday. Yesterday, we had the first half of a two-pot retirement conversation with Guy Channels, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits. We couldn't get through all of the conversation. And so I thought Guy could come back today and so we can finish the conversation. Good evening, Guy. Lovely to speak to you again. Yesterday we spoke about just understanding the two-pot system, understanding the potential benefits, understanding the administrative side of it and all of the headache that comes with that. But we didn't get into the fact that consumers have a couple of considerations to think about. One of the big things about this new two-pot system is that we now have a little savings pot that sits on its own in addition to your retirement pot, and there's now three pots instead of two, and it's all very, very confusing. But let's look into the savings pot in a bit more detail, Guy, because we didn't get into a lot of detail around that yesterday. You mentioned that there's contributions that can go into that. There's contributions you can pull from your existing funds. But how does the savings pot work if I want to access it and if I want to see what I can use the money for? Can I use the money to go and buy Janet Jackson tickets? I hear she's coming for DSTV's Delicious Festival. So is that something I can use my savings pot for?
Good evening, Jimmy. I think it's fitting that our conversation about two pots comes in two pots. you probably should not use your savings component for Janet Jackson unless this is really life and death for you, which I imagine for one or two listeners, maybe it is. But really what the two pot has done is very clever, is it's just brought forward access to something that was going to be a benefit of yours at retirement. Let me explain. The way that retirement systems currently work, pension and provident now, all of that money builds up. When you get to retirement, two-thirds of it you must use to buy an annuity. An annuity is something that gives you an income for life. Mm. So that makes sure that you are kind of well looked after. Even if it's not a lot of money, you know what it's going to be, and it'll last you a long time. And then up to one-third, you don't have to use all one-third of it, but up to one-third you can take as cash. And that is for a very good reason, because in retirement, there may be very good reasons that you need lump sum money. You may need to pay down some debt as you move into retirement. You may need to buy off your house. You may need to set yourself up in a kind of different home, different situation. And you may just need some emergency money if, for example, you face an emergency health situation. So there are good reasons to want to have cash, an actual amount of capital available at retirement. What this retirement two-pot system has done is said, well, we're going to give people access to that money as cash at retirement. Let's just give them access to it all the way up to retirement, because yes, it's better if they keep it to retirement, but if it's the choice between that and starvation or some kind of serious immediate pertinent issue that they're facing at the moment, it's better that they can access at least that cash component. And then the impact, of course, is when they get to retirement, they'll have less in that cash component, but that retirement component, the two-thirds that will give them an annuity, is untouched. So the implication is there are very good reasons that you're going to want that one-third when you're at retirement. You should only be using it before retirement if it really is a financial emergency, something that you couldn't foresee, something that you couldn't plan for. Mm. A nice way to think of it, though, Jimmy, is everyone knows, or hopefully everyone knows, if you don't, now you do, that you should have some emergency savings on hand. You know, that's kind of basic financial wisdom that gets passed down through the ages. You should have at least 3 months of salary, but hopefully more, in easily accessible cash. Mm. Guy, now, one way of thinking about your retirement money is that can provide that benefit, but in order for it to work like that, you need to put a little bit more in. Mm. Sorry, let me give you a chance to ask your question.
Yeah, Guy, sorry, I want to jump in here because we are going to run out of time for the show, but before we do, I absolutely have to get into the tax implications. We so often look at these conversations and it's, oh, these are the benefits, these are the things that are going to change come the 1st of September, but what was never made clear in any of the government announcements is there's a huge tax tax implication that we need to consider here.
Yep. And in fact, a National Treasury is expecting a 5 billion rand windfall in the next financial year from the tax that they'll generate from two-pot savings withdrawals.
That's convenient.
That is convenient. And that should make you worry. Where's that money coming from? It's coming from you if you're taking your savings pot. And really the big impact is if you leave that money to retirement, as I'd suggested, when you get there, it's taxed as a retirement benefit. It has its own special tax table, which is quite a lenient tax table. If you take it on the road to retirement, as you are now permitted to do after 1 September.
So this is now dipping into the savings pot before you turn 55.
Yep. If you dip into that savings pot along the way, it whatever you take out will be taxed at your marginal tax rate. That is basically whatever tax bracket you've got to, that that percentage that's applying to the next rand that you earn, that will be applied to your two-pot savings withdrawal. So it will be penal compared to what you would have been taxed if you'd left it to retirement. And of course, remember the other tax implication is if you leave your money in your retirement fund, it earns interest, it grows by investment returns, capital gains, all tax-free.
Mm.
So the growth in a retirement fund is completely tax-free. People often miss that incredible benefit of retirement savings. And once you take it out, it is money that is taxed as you take it out. And if you then invest it, it will be taxed when you earn returns on it.
Guy, we've got about a minute to wrap up the conversation before the news team joins us. And I want to use that minute to look at the investment side of all of this. We have what we've kind of called the vested pot, the old pot, as you referred to it yesterday, versus the new pot. How can you make the most of this 1st of September adjustment to increase your investment or perhaps adjust your investments? Because you've effectively got until 55. Before you start accessing the money, and maybe looking at a slightly different investment might be beneficial until you get to 55.
Well, actually, we would recommend thinking about your investments no differently, because you still intend to keep all of that money to retirement. And actually, on our two-pot portal, which if you just search Discovery Two-Pot on Google, you'll find it. We've got a little video that explains in a very short period of time why investing all of your pots the same way makes a lot of sense. So that's there. But the other side of investment is how much you're putting in. Mm. And there we would recommend actually putting in a bit more so that if down the line you do need to take some out of your savings pot, you don't feel so bad. It's money that you've put in extra that you know it's safe to put it there extra, because if you do desperately need it, you can't take it out.
There it is. There's obviously a lot to consider, and Discovery's made it very easy. That two-pot portal is available to every single South African. Thanks so much for those insights, Guy. We're going to have to leave it at that. That's Guy Channels, Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits, on the new two-pot system. Retirement savings now comes in twos. These insights about the new two-pot retirement system were brought to you by Discovery Corporate and Employee Benefits. On 1 September, the way your retirement fund is structured is going to change considerably. All future contributions will be split into two pots. To better understand the two-pot retirement system, Discovery has developed an info portal which all South Africans can access. Use Discovery's calculator to understand how two-pot impacts your retirement. Visit discovery.co.za and click Discovery Two-Pot to learn more.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.